Frisbee ultimate is a fast-growing sport. Even though its rules are somewhat similar to those of American rugby, it is non-contact, which makes it less aggressive. Mixed teams are therefore a popular category, and the Czech national team has built one of the strongest mixed teams in Europe. Dita Salavová has the story. Check this out.
Southampton in Great Britain hosted the European Ultimate Championship recently, where Czechs finished in second place. They were defeated 14-17 by the domestic British team in a closely matched final. I asked Iva Klimentová, who has been a member of the Czech team for several years, to describe her views on the tournament.
I knew about three more teams which would play pretty good game, but every game at the championship was pretty intensive, pretty smart, and everybody was playing their best Frisbee Ultimate.
Besides being on the Czech mixed team, Nathan Heilman is a coach of the juniors. Coming from the United States, he has now played Frisbee in the Czech Republic for 5 years, making it easy for him to compare two distinct Frisbee styles.
Offensively, we can be very conservative with the Frisbee. We choose to possess the Frisbee instead of throwing long and taking chances. There are other teams, especially in the United States, where the game is completely the opposite. I mean, you'll be on a club in the United States and you'll have three people, and the only thing they ever do with the Frisbee is throw it as far as they can whenever they do.
During the tournament, team captains agreed on an evaluation system, ranking other all teams on the spirit of their game. When the points were added up after the tournament, Czech Republic's mixed team was awarded the title of spirit winner. Nathan Heilman again.
There's a spirit of the game element to Frisbee that's unique, and a lot of players are attracted to this. There's no official on the field, so it's all self-officiated, which means that if you want to cheat, you can just go out there and cheat as much as you want. Okay? But if you do that, you're not going to gain respect from the community, and you're not going to have fun. So basically, anyone who's only involved in the sport for winning's sake is going to find themselves isolated and not really benefiting from the best part of the sport, which is the personalities who are out there and the community that's developed.
Frisbee is not only a sport, but it is a lifestyle. Iva Klimentová again.
You just need to have that passion to pay for your tournaments and to pay to buy your new cleats every year and to buy your new dresses. And you just have to love it. And you love it when you start it, and when you're in that community, you can't just stop it. Although it takes you a lot of time, because there are like 2 trainings a week and you have to work hard almost all the time. And you just participate those tournaments because of the lifestyle. And when you go to the tournament, you just know that you will meet the several people you like, and you know that you will have a great time.
Next summer, the World Ultimate Championship is going to take place in Vancouver, Canada, and once again, barring financial difficulties, the Czech national team will be hoping to take part.